I would like you to be aware that not everyone on the earth plane is really about light and love. Some people really are, but not everyone. And even people you may meet along the way who are very much about esoteric subjects, they may not necessarily be about light and love. It may be that they are much more interested in learning to master their reality in order to have what they want according to their egoic mind rather than their spirit. And I want you to know that the difference is that those who would like to master the energies around them in order to get what they want will create things that perhaps do not serve others. They will perhaps want things that they want, but not always have the best interests of others in mind. And as a result, it creates chaos for other people. It ultimately creates division, separation, and also energies that then need to be balanced again at the right time. So what I would like you to know is that generally it is good to stay very grounded in your own light, in your own connection to the oneness, in your own divinity. And then from this place, you will get a sense of whether something or someone is right for you. Because sometimes you may collide with people who are not necessarily going to be helpful on your path, but they may have a lot of knowledge, a lot of power even, a lot of influence on the earth plane. But it is really important to feel it inside, whether it is truly resonating with you. And the reason I am giving you this reminder is because some of you here have a tendency of sometimes going to different places and people for knowledge and information. Perhaps it may even be simply by browsing online. And some people really have a lot of knowledge, a lot of good information. They have real power spiritually that is very pure, very divine, that is connecting to the oneness. But sometimes you may collide with people who are not in the same energy. They may have a lot of power and influence, but they are not connecting to the light within. That is connecting to the oneness. And through this, they then are not in alignment. And they are doing things which are not in harmony with the rest of life. So it is important just to get a sense from inside whether something feels right to you or not. And in this way, you avoid problems. You avoid making contracts with the wrong people. You avoid a lot of chaos as a result. And I am also saying this because I would like you to remember this, that it is important to be discerning. It is always important to be coming from your connection within, to feel things out. And in this way, you stay in a very positive energy, a positive flow. And through this, you are always strengthening your connection to the light within.